Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. And so, and we are here and we are live and we are direct. And we might even have a little treat today. So we're going to get this thing pop. Wait a minute. I got to do something. Let me see. I don't know. The Blog Talk thing is funny. So this is what I want to do. To make sure that we are back and live and direct and back in effect, I want to see if we can hear our intro music because we haven't done it in so long. I want to see if we can hear it without any problems. Right? So let's see. Y'all hear it? It won't win it, please. We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing. Take it so fast, so ain't no coasting. We are hearing. Y'all should hear it. Y'all should hear it live and direct. Y'all should hear it live and direct. I mean, bro, loud and clear. Y'all hear. To know immediately, did y'all hear the music? Was it loud enough? Was it clear enough? Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. I'm your host, Sun 752. Today on the Urban Therapy with Sun show, we are talking about the people who you can enjoy yourself around, the people who you can enjoy yourself around. Now, when I thought about this topic, what I thought about a lot, that's what's up. You said y'all can hear it clearly. Yes, we're back. Now we can take callers again. Yes, that's what's up. And we may even have a caller waiting already. That's a good look. Anyway, I was thinking about this topic today, and I was thinking about the difference between enjoying yourself and having fun. You may be able to have fun in a variety of situations. You may be able to have fun around a lot of different people. But enjoying yourself is something that I think involves a higher level of contentment, maybe relaxation, decreased level of stress, and having fun. You know, so I was thinking about how there may be people who you may not be able to enjoy yourself around because they won't allow you to really get loose. Maybe you have beef with them. Maybe they mess up your flow. Maybe you aren't able to get loose when they are around. It could be a bunch of reasons about why, you know, you're unable to enjoy yourself. But when you really think about the people who you're able to enjoy yourself around, you may find out that you have a limited circle. Think about it. I know that I don't enjoy myself around everybody, not any and everybody. I enjoy myself around people that I can trust. I'm not able to enjoy myself around people that I can't trust, people that I think are shady, people that I know who are erratic, unpredictable, maybe violent. They just don't represent the way that they should represent. It may be hard to enjoy myself. Even when I was a kid, I may not have been able to enjoy myself around like the school principal. I am, you know, school principal is around. You know, we can't do some of the things that we would normally do. Not that we're really breaking rules or anything like that, but just like kids talk about things that kids understand with their limited knowledge and movement. When some adults get in there and they start clearing up all of our misconceptions and things like that, sometimes it can keep us from enjoying ourselves. And I'm not saying that it happens with all adults. but it may happen with some adults. So you may not be able to really enjoy yourself when some adults are around when you're a child, because you can't talk as freely as you would when adults are around. Like maybe if you a bad kid with a little potty mouth, maybe you curse when curse around your other kids, around the other kids. When, you know, when an adult comes around, better watch your mouth. You might get popped in your mouth. You might get told on. It might not go down as well as it would normally go down if you were just around your friends. Maybe, you know, if you're a little boy or a little girl and you can have your eye on a little girl or a little boy, you know, you might not want to express that when adults are around. So it might be hard for you to really enjoy yourself because you can't really express yourself. You can't really get loose. You can't really be in a safe space, which you would consider to be a safe space. So think about the people who allow you to be in a safe space. You know, think about the people who you can be around for hours and hours, maybe even days, maybe even weeks, maybe even share living space with without, you know, being happy when they go to work, or when they go to the store, or when they leave, or when they get out of your way. Think about those things today. Today, we're going to talk about the people who you can enjoy yourself around. Okay, we can talk a little bit about the people who allow you to have fun, or you can have fun around, but it's a little bit different, because sometimes when you have fun, you may still have a certain stress level, like somebody might get in the way of fun. Have any of you ever gone to the race car, the streetcar races? You know, if you've ever gone to the streetcar races, you know that it's fun watching those, the hot rods race. It is. It's a lot of fun, but it's also dangerous. So while you're enjoying the races, you also have to make sure that you stand clear, because you don't know if these cats can drive and they're going at such a high rate of speed and a small distance. You don't know if maybe they're not experienced enough to know how to drive the car to where it won't spin out of control and somebody gets hurt. You don't know if the cops are going to show up, and you know when the cops show up, everybody has to disperse because they just start locking up everybody, the drivers, the audience, everybody gets locked up. Things get confiscated. You have to make explanation, pay bail, fines, go to court. So you may have fun at the streetcar races, but you may not be able to enjoy yourself at the streetcar races. It's just an example. Maybe some people do enjoy themselves at the streetcar races because they don't care. They don't care about the cops. They don't care about the law. They don't care about the rules. They don't care about the danger. They don't care about a whole lot of things. So they may be able to achieve a level of relaxation that you're not able to achieve when you go to the streetcar races. And this is just an example. That you could use that example to go to the street, to apply to the streetcar races, to apply to going fishing, to apply to zip lining, even just running in the park. Whatever it is that you really like to do. Think about the things that you like to do and think about the things that you enjoy doing. Enjoy doing. When you enjoy doing something, you don't want it to be over fast. You don't want to get it over quick. You want it to last. You want it to go for a long time. You want to savor this experience. So think about the people who you are able to have the best experiences around without problems, without stress, without worry, without danger. How many people do you have in your life that allow you to enjoy yourself? Do you enjoy yourself when you go to work? Unfortunately, I have to say no. There have been times when, you know, I've had fun at work, but I didn't enjoy myself. And when you think about it, that's a little sad, because where you make your money, where you earn your living, you should be able to enjoy yourself. All right. So hopefully y'all understand exactly where I'm coming from and what I'm talking about. And we're going to talk about enjoying yourself today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. What's going on, Care Bear? What's going on, Carol Chamberlain? Me friend, me favorita, Stacey White. Thanks for coming through today and tonight. And you know. And Shirley Sheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming through, y'all. I appreciate it. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right, so we're talking about enjoying you, the people who you can enjoy yourself around. The people who you can enjoy yourself around. Maybe if you have a best friend. Maybe some people enjoy being around their children. I've heard many people express themselves about being able to, they really enjoy being around their kids, raising their families. I can see it. You know, when you see a really, really good family, and I don't necessarily mean the people in it are good, but when you see how close a family is, how close-knit they are, how they take up for each other, how they enjoy each other, enjoy each other's company. Maybe they have like movie night. You know, there were times when, maybe some of y'all families do it now. Have movie night, you know, break out the popcorn, butter it, try to make it like the movies. Maybe, you know, get some more snacks. You know what I mean? You know, go get the covers, turn out the lights. You know what I mean? Turn up the TV, try to make it more movie theater-like or whatever, you know. Like, and you enjoy it. Maybe you really enjoy movie night and you enjoy your kids really enjoying movie night. And that may give you an extra boost. If you do it on the weekends or something, it might make the rest of the week when you go to work, it might give you something to look forward to. Enjoying yourself, enjoying your family, enjoying your children enjoying you. Enjoy. Let's go to the dictionary and see if there's a difference between enjoying yourself and having fun. Well, what we got? Is there a difference between having fun and enjoying yourself?
According to Quora, enjoyment is a feeling. You enjoy something you love to do and take pleasure in, and it satisfies you, while fun is a thing that keeps you entertained in.
Well, enjoyment is a feeling. You enjoy something you love to do and take pleasure in it, and it satisfies you, while fun is a thing that keeps you entertained and thrilled. I agree with that definition. And I believe that that's a personal definition. I'm not sure if that's a dictionary definition. But yeah, I look at enjoying yourself or being able to enjoy yourself as a deeper level, a higher level of being able to have fun, being able to relax, being able to feel tranquility, being able to... What are some synonyms? What are some synonyms to having fun or enjoyment? Fulfillment, satisfaction. I think that's a really good word to help us understand what enjoying ourselves is versus just having fun. You know, I enjoy myself around people who let me be myself. Thank you for letting me be myself again. You know, when you're not able to be yourself, express yourself, say what's on your mind. As long as you ain't hurting nobody, you shouldn't be restricted from expressing the way that you feel. Sure, there could be something small. It could be something small that might prevent you from being able to enjoy yourself. Like, for example, maybe you're unable to enjoy yourself. Many of us like listening to music, right? Maybe if you're like me, you listen to different music than the culture you may have grown up with. For example, like most of us grew up listening to R&B and soul music and gospel and things like that, and jazz and blues and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But maybe you like other music from other genres, and your family or your friends or your social circle, maybe they don't understand it. Maybe you like country music. And you know, country music ain't really nothing but blues and rock. It's just a little bit slow. Excuse me, a little bit slower. And the instruments are played in a different cadence. So maybe you like rock music. Maybe you like country or rock music or alternative, whatever alternative might be. Maybe you like classical music. Maybe whatever the music is, it might be hard to enjoy your music when you think somebody is going to judge you because you listen to the music that you like to listen to. So maybe when you were younger and you liked rock music or metal, you know, heavy metal or something like that, and maybe your friends or your family was like, you listen to that white music. You know what I mean? We should have never sent you to that school because you hanging around with white people. Now you listen to that devil music. What you doing listening to that devil music? And it might be hard for you to enjoy yourself. So now you only listen to your music in your Walkman, in your headphones, you know, because, and then you don't want to tell anybody what you're listening to. You know, over the summertime, when Yanni was here, my daughter Yanni, she has her headphones on all the time, just like her dad did when he was young. I used to keep my Walkman with me all the time. But the difference between me and Yanni is if I was riding in somebody's car, I didn't listen to my music. Yanni get in the car, and as soon as I turned on my sounds, she put her headphones in. I'm like, it's like that? So I asked her, I said, well, you know, what are you listening to? She said, you know, just some music I like to listen to, but she wouldn't tell me what the music is, for all I know. For all I know, she was listening to cats crying. I don't know. I ain't going to lie. I felt some kind of way about that. Because I'm like, well, like, why wouldn't you want to tell me what kind of music you're listening to? Like, you think your dad is going to feel some kind of way about the music that you listen to? Look, whatever you like to listen to, that's on you. Shoot. We could pop it. You know what I mean? We could throw it on Bluetooth and listen to it in the car. Shoot. I mean, my parents used to do it with me. You know, they listened to what we wanted to listen to. Even if they ain't like it, like, oh, my God, the stuff that y'all listening to. Listen, all these curse words in it and stuff like that. Well, yeah, y'all ain't got no business to listen to this mess. Why don't y'all listen to the good rap? Like Curtis Blow, the Sugar Hill Gang, you know, the groups that they knew, you know what I'm saying? So, but, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, sometimes some parents can get in the way of their children enjoying themselves because you might be a strict parent. You know how hard it is to enjoy yourself around a strict parent. You got to watch yourself at every turn. And you might not even be a bad kid. Now, I can see if you was the type of kid that want to be twerking in the videos, uploading them to TikTok and the gram and all that other stuff. That's different. But if you just, you know, looking at some videos or making some videos or doing, you know, learning your new dance steps, maybe even practicing, you know, being in a group or something like that. Remember back in the day, a lot of us wanted to sing or rap or something like that. So we might have had our little groups, you know, practicing, hoping to get a record deal one day. Some of us were serious enough to even go after that dream. Some of us did it. Well, every parent wasn't into that. Like if you had a parent that was really churchy, really, really religious, and they didn't want you singing or listening to secular music, well, how was you going to enjoy yourself? You trying to form a band. and your mom and your dad, they're like, that ain't the kind of music you gonna sing. Matter of fact, unsing that music. So your parents might have gotten in the way of you being able to enjoy yourself. That's the bottom line. Your parents might have got in the way of you being able to enjoy yourself. Shirley Cheryl says, when my kids were younger, we all had those nights. LOL. We had movie night, war night, popcorn night, burger night, reading night, game night, etc. Music night was crazy. The chosen pick. I can dig it. But that's a good way to be able to bond with your kids. And you know what else? It's a very good way for your children to be able to trust you. Because when you allow them to like what they like without you being like, oh my God, this sucks. Little do a lot of parents understand the impact that parents have on their children is a strong impact. You got to remember, you're the first one. Parents are the first teachers. They're the first coaches. They're the first ones you had to tell the truth around. So you put them in a position where they can't really, you know, express themselves around you. Guess what? You might have to deal with them lying to you. You might have to deal with them getting in trouble and keeping that from you when you could have gotten them out of trouble. So you don't want to get in the way of somebody being able to enjoy themselves, and you definitely don't want to be around anybody that keeps you from enjoying yourself. So who do you enjoy yourself around? Who are some of the people that you are able to let your hair down with, you know, to keep your head shaved with? You know, the people who will watch you eat a whole box of cereal to yourself. Your greedy fat ass. And they just be like, yeah, do your thing. Matter of fact, I bought my own box. I bought a box for you and a box for me. Now my box is going to last a week. Your box? I know you're going to eat all that shit right now. By the way, I got you a separate gallon of milk. Even though that might seem like a light concession to make for somebody, you don't know the impact that it can have on somebody to be able to enjoy themselves while they gain 300 pounds. It is what it is. Being able to enjoy yourself. How many people out there can sing or like to sing but scared to sing around somebody? You ain't gonna tell me that you enjoy somebody's company, but you scared to sing around them. I ain't trying to hear it. And that's another thing. Being able to enjoy yourself means you don't have to be shy. You don't have to be private. You don't have to be secretive. You can let it flow. You might not be able to sing worth shit, but that person will let you go ahead and sing. Go ahead, knock it out, Tina Marie. Do your thing, Luther. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Nowadays, I insist on only being around people that will allow me to enjoy myself. But it wasn't like that back in the day. I hung around people that I felt like I had to keep my guard up with. When you enjoy yourself around somebody, you don't have to put up your guard. That's very important to note. You don't have to put up your guard. You don't have to, you know, worry about somebody taking what you said out of context, as long as you're not violently speaking to somebody or being disrespectful to somebody. You know, like, you ain't got to worry about that. You're in good standing with whoever. You can say that you like something or don't like something around to them or around them. Yeah. You don't have to worry about, you know, slipping up and or Freudian slips when you enjoy yourself around somebody. So some of y'all might enjoy yourself with your man or enjoy yourself with your woman. And maybe your family can't understand why you enjoy yourself around your man, why you enjoy yourself around your girl. They might not be able to understand. Your friends might not be able to understand. Like, why are you Why are you always with your girl? Why are you always with your man? They might not be able to understand. You might enjoy yourself with your friends also, but you might enjoy yourself with your man or your woman or your spouse even more. Like, that's why you married them. Now, speaking of marriage, can you imagine the percentage of people who have married a person that they don't even enjoy themselves or won't allow them to enjoy themselves around? You know it's true. You know it's true. I might be talking about you. You know it's true. I might be talking about you. I said, you know it's true. I might be talking about you. You know how it go, and you know how you do. You might have married somebody for the financial stability, but you don't really have the ability to feel yourself, do for yourself, feel good about yourself, enjoy yourself. Yeah, you can go shopping and get it popping, but when it comes to expressing yourself, you be stopping. Because you know your man or your woman ain't trying to have it. They ain't trying to hear it. They ain't trying to understand your spirit. They won't let you get loose. Won't give you a boost. Won't give your ego a boost. They won't let you get loose. And that's not really your man. Well, it's your man, but you know that you can't enjoy yourself. Yeah, yo, let your head down. Yeah, make sure that you come around. When they come around, you should be smiling. But instead of that, you profiling. I don't know. Maybe when you're younger and you're just trying to figure these things out, you might put up with relationships that won't allow you to enjoy yourself. And you might do it as an adult too. But once you start to get around people or be around people who really do allow you to enjoy yourself and that you enjoy being around, then you will probably start distancing yourself away from people who you can't enjoy yourself with. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself for me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself for me. You better enjoy yourself. Down and out, down, down. You gotta enjoy yourself. Singing, dancing. Yeah. How you gonna say that you enjoy being around your partner and you can't sing around them? You can't dance around them. You scared they gonna laugh or tease you about your two left feet. Maybe even if they tease you, maybe you're still able to enjoy yourself because you know that their teasing is only playing and they still encourage you to do yourself. And even though they might tease you, they won't let nobody else do it and say, my baby doing her thing. She danced like Mary J. Blige. And as much as you might say, Mary J. Blige be looking crazy, drunk, high, crippled when she danced, Mary be enjoying the shit out of herself on stage. And it's infectious. I'm going to say this. And I don't care who agrees with it or doesn't agree. Mary J. Blige is my favorite dancer in all of show business. Because she does regular dances that you would do. And she don't care if she's doing them right. But she be on stage like, Mary be like, but she be having the beat. And she be killing that shit. She be like, go Mary, go Mary, go Mary, go Mary, go Mary. Mary be having fun on stage. That's a performance. That's a performance. She like, I ain't got to do these. I ain't Beyonce. I ain't got to do all these choreographed dances. I dance like the people in the crowd dance to my shit. Like the same way you're, you know, you might be able to dance at the lounge, dance at the club, dance at the bar, dance at the block party. You might not be that, you know, that dancer that challenges people or gets in dance contests. But when people see you dancing, they be like, yo, you was out there kicking it. There's a difference between being a great dancer and being able to kick it. A person that allows you to kick it, that's the person you probably enjoy yourself around. see what y'all saying. Stacy says, I am free. Carol says, not surprising. I've seen people who only do certain things when not in the presence of their mate. Yep. Yep. And Stacy says, I do put my guard up in front of people that I can't enjoy myself around. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to my man Duck, Northwest Media. I know we haven't been here in a while, man. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. We're going to be back from now on, though. We done figured it out. We back on the block, baby. We done figured it out. All right. So, yeah. If you have to put your guard up, you know, if you have to be looking over your shoulder, if you have to be worrying about haters, how can you say that you enjoy yourself? So who are the people who allow you to enjoy yourself around? Is it your kids? Is it your spouse? Is it your man? Is it your woman? Is it your best? Is it your best friend? Are they your best friends? Is it your mom and your dad? Did your mom and your dad teach you how to enjoy yourself? It's okay if they didn't. It's just not okay if you never learned. Because everybody should have their turn to enjoy themselves. Shoot. And I mean enjoy yourself. Look, you might have fun going to Great Adventure. That don't mean that you like to get on the ride. Maybe you like to do some other things that allow you to enjoy yourself at an amusement park. Maybe you like to play the games. Maybe you just like to eat the carnival food. Ain't nothing. Yeah, yo, man, who don't like carnival food? Caramel apples and shit, you know, and cotton candy, funnel cake. Stuff you don't get everywhere all the time. And certain things taste better at a carnival than they do in other places, like ice cream. You know, they be doing ice cream a certain kind of way, sundaes and stuff like that. So you might really enjoy going to an amusement park just for those sorts of things. Maybe you don't enjoy getting on rides. Maybe you don't enjoy having your stomach feel all crazy because you going up high on a roller coaster or something like that. But if you can find a way to enjoy yourself with somebody who will allow you to enjoy yourself, then you're good. You know, one of the worst things you can do is go to an event that you normally enjoy yourself going to and not being able to enjoy yourself. That's what's up. Northwest Media says, happy Sunday fun day from the Pacific Northwest. Thanks, James Snow. That's what's up, man. Appreciate that. The Weird Plushie. Hey, what up? Weird Plushie, he or she says, facts. Facts. That's what's up, man. But yeah, you know, you don't want to, like, you go to a concert and somebody mess up your flow at a concert. You know what? You might like somebody and still not be able to enjoy yourself around them. You know what I mean? Do you have that kind of experience in your arsenal? Liking somebody a lot, but not being able to enjoy yourself around them. Maybe they talk too much. You ever go to the movies with somebody and they talk too much? Like, listen, I really wanted to see this movie. You know, we paid the whole $12, $15 to get it been here, and I wanted to see this movie. But maybe they talk too much during the movie. Maybe they ask too many questions. Maybe they too needy or clingy, like they need things. Maybe they got to go to the bathroom too many times. I'm going to the Eagles game today, and when I go to the Eagles game, I normally enjoy myself. Not all the time. It's harder to enjoy yourself at a football game when you're deeply invested, because man, football is one of them sports where one game can make the difference in your whole season. It be irking me. Every game counts in football, especially college football. You know, I was thinking about college football today. Before I go on with that, well, no, let me finish. Let me finish before I lose my train of thought. When I stopped sitting in my regular seat at the Eagles game. You know why? Because I sit near the end. I sit two seats from from the aisle. The people who are further in on the bleachers, I gotta get up all the time so they can go to the bathroom. Then I gotta get up when they come back, and it's a lot of them in that row. So constantly we.
You good? All right.
Cool.
Oh, they back. Oh, all right. Yeah. Everything cool. All right. Okay. All right.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. No. You didn't step on my feet. We good. Okay. All right. Oh, man. So, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I don't like it. I got to keep getting up because people got to keep going to the bathroom. I'm thinking, like, why would you? I guess because you're drinking beer and all that kind of stuff or whatever. But I'm like, you can't wait till halftime. You can't hold. You can't pace yourself to whereas you can't wait until halftime. How long is halftime from the start of the game? Like an hour and a half, right? Maybe sometimes shorter than that, it seems. So I'm like, you can't wait until halftime to go to the bathroom? No. So I have to keep getting up, sitting down, to the point where instead of watching the game, a lot of times I'm looking down the aisle and I'm looking down the steps to see if the person is coming back. So I stop sitting in my seat. So instead of sitting in my seat that I pay for every year, now I'm sitting in the standing room only section on the edge, not even in the bleachers, not even in the seats. I'm standing all the way past the end zone, but I can see the whole field and I never have to move. I never have to get up, sit back down, get up, sit back down. So it allows me to be able to enjoy the game more. So an experience that I'm trying to enjoy myself with, I can't enjoy myself with what I pay for. I got to take the alternative. Now, the drawback when it comes to even when I'm at the standing room only section is that they smoke. I don't smoke. And they smoke cigarettes. I gotta put up with that shit. That's life, right? At least they're enjoying themselves, and I'm enjoying a part of it too. So it's not 100%. What's going on, Toyota Supra? Is a name a car for an edit? What's an edit? Emily says, hope both of my birds win today. Falcons are winning so far, but we all know how that may go. I don't know, man. The Falcons really not that bad. They need to tweak something a little here and there, but they're not that bad. But, yeah. So sometimes you can go to an activity, event, or whatever that you really enjoy, and somebody can take your enjoyment out of it. When I watch the game at home, I totally enjoy it. I like watching the game at home. You know what I don't like? Watching the game out anywhere else. I don't go to sports bars and none of that shit. I do not like watching the Eagles anywhere else except for home. And I mean home. Not even at my mom's house or my sister's house. I mean, I can do it, but I don't prefer it. Because when I'm at home, guess what? I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to concentrate on the game. I can eat. I can go take a piss. I can play words with friends. I can listen. I can turn the sound all the way down, listen to music. Kind of like it. But there are plenty of people who I am able to enjoy myself around, and I really appreciate that. Anybody who lets me be myself, I appreciate. So, I'm trying to think, have I ever been with a woman who I can't, I've been with chicks that I wasn't able to enjoy myself with. And that's why I got rid of them. They're no good. They're no good. But it's all good. Enjoying yourself. The people who you can enjoy yourself around. People who you will never be able to enjoy yourself around. You know, hopefully they're not the same people. Because sometimes they can be the same person. You may be able to enjoy yourself doing certain things with a person and not be able to enjoy yourself doing other things with them. It's the same person. Same person. Have you ever tried to get somebody to enjoy something that you really enjoy and it just wasn't working out? Sure, husband says that's the real home games. It sure is. Ha ha. Stacey Bike says, I enjoy my friends. That's what's up. It's a good look. Asmonaut. That is a dope name. Asmonaut. What are they saying, though? My sick grandmother still hasn't noticed I left black and mild tops in her Brita filter. She still continues to drink from it. Oh, here we go. Well, hopefully you enjoy yourself when you do that. Yeah, I mean, I complimented them on their name, only to have to read that crap. It is what it is. It is what it is. We about to get on about it here anyway, though. I'm going to come on here and talk about the people that you enjoy yourself around, man. We about to do these birthday shout-outs. Oh, yes, we are. A birthday. All right. So, let's do it. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious November 5th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go up out of business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Aisha Houston. Turning 49 years old today, and also Demetra Pugh Edwards, happy birthday to you, turning 53 years old today, and Edgar Cortez, turning 26 years old today, and LaShawn Malone, turning 42 years old today, and Janelle McIntyre, turning 32 years old today, no relation, but what up, cuz? Happy birthday to you. Excuse me, and Yeah Pooh Walker, turning 43 years old today, and Bree, turning 39 years old today, and my man Nate North, happy birthday to you, and Shy Douglas, turning 55 years old today, and Black Aladdin, turning 41 years old today, and Nakia White Spots, happy birthday to you, and that's last, but, Deron Smith, turning 63 years old, I'm sorry, 61 years old today, and last but not least, my man Chris Batson, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious November 5th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. The dance. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself for me. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself for me. You gotta enjoy yourself. They're gonna be people that you're gonna be able to enjoy yourself. Make sure you know exactly who they are, star. Don't be running around here acting like you enjoy yourself around people who really be having you stressed, really be having you scared, really be having you on edge, really be having you looking over your shoulder. So the people that you are able to enjoy yourself with, make sure that they understand that that's the reason. Or, no, let me just say, just let them know that you appreciate them, because that doesn't apply to everybody. It's like an exclusive product. You ain't going to be able to get it everywhere you go. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, because we on late night. Not late, late, but, you know, late for us. So somewhere around, you know, in the 10 o'clock hour or the 11 o'clock hour, y'all know how I go. Yeah, I know how I go. But, yo, y'all have a great Sunday. Go Eagles. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do. But thanks for coming.